No Scream today, but we are joined by co-host Robin Horton.
Hello.
Filling in for Scott Odom on assignment. We're glad you're here, Robin.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me back.
And we're having Do Good Talk because Angela Fahner is in studio with us.
Yeah.
Angela, thanks for being here. We're excited to talk some tennis, talk some doing good, two things that I love. Robin, are you a tennis player? I don't think I've ever asked
you. I enjoy watching tennis, but I am not an active player.
All right, there you go.
Except when I hit the tennis ball to my dog.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah, that counts absolutely. For something. But I've been working on my strokes.
Angela, you're not just a tennis player. Tell us about you, tell us what you do, and tell us about your family. Introduce yourself.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be on today. I am, Angela Fahner, and here, been in Bossier for many years. Grew up in North Caddo Parish, but then made the big leap to the big city of Bossier.
Crossed over.
Yes. And have three adult girls now. All grown, living in different parts of the country. We have been active members of Asbury United Methodist Church for many years, and then I've been on staff for just about as many, and have been in a couple of different roles on staff there, from youth ministry to growth and outreach is what I'm currently involved in. And so just enjoy getting to know friends and working in the community with good folks and doing good things with my friends at Simple. And also part of what we're here to talk about, I know, is really, you know, Katie Build and kind of what that is all about and how that's a part of our community.
And you left off business owner.
You are a small business owner.
True,
yes.
I do. I have a home and gift shop in Bossier on Airline Drive called Birdwell's. So, yeah, I guess there are a few hats.
You have a lot of hats.
You have a lot of hats.
And our paths have crossed over the years going together. We grew up, your kids. I grew up with your daughter, Jessica.
Yes.
And your kids are the same age. And then being youth ministry, we'd run over and overlap with some events. And just excited to have you on to talk about Katie Build today because it is that time of year, but it's spring, not summer now. It used to be summer, but it's coming up fast in April.
Yeah, way too fast.
Yeah.
So, it is April. As you're listening,
it's
absolutely.
Like, yeah,
really
it's
quick.
Happening this week.
It is. But it's been great. So the actual tournament side of Katie Build began in 2015.
Okay.
And it was just an idea of a way to connect something on a personal level that I love to do. Just like to get out and chase the ball and hit the ball.
When did you start playing tennis? How old were you?
Let's see. Well, I'm gonna throw my age out there. I've had a goal to learn how to play when I was 40.
Okay.
So I did, and I'm still going.
A little later in life to the game. I was asking because my daughter Nora is 8, and she's playing. She's doing red ball up at the tennis center and loves it.
Oh, so much fun.
Oh, and I learned to play with my parents. And
It's so much fun. I didn't have that opportunity growing up, but my girls did, particularly my youngest one. They grew up playing. So it's just a great all-around sport. And it's neat to see folks from all ages out there, from, say, Nora's age all the way up to 80-year-olds that are out running around. So it gives me hope that I'm gonna get there eventually.
That's right. Might switch to pickleball.
That's right.
So Katie Build, for those that don't know, explain what the tournament is and why it started.
So Katie Build is the fundraising arm, so to speak, of actual Katie Build projects. So to go back a little bit in time, Katie Build is a partnership started originally as a partnership between Asbury and Fuller Center. Fuller Center for Housing of Northwest Louisiana. Asbury was Katie Watkins' home church, and I was Katie's youth director. And so that's really where the whole idea came about. A few years after the girls' accident, that involved Emily Perdue and Molly Reed, who were actively involved at their church just across the city. And so I think it was 5 years upon the anniversary of the accident. I don't know, just something.
Yeah.
About how to continue to remember the girls in such an impactful way, the way that they impacted us. And so the idea of a legacy build came about. So I spoke to Katie's family. Of course, that was the first people to get permission from. With this wild idea. And then once they were good, and the idea was blessed.
So was it really your idea? You're the one that first brought it up and started talking to people about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, with, that's good. I will say, at one, I'd had a conversation with an associate pastor that was there when during with Katie's time there. And we randomly talked about one day, what if we did something to honor her? And our associate pastor had moved on. And anyway, so I feel like that's just something just like, I guess the idea just kind of came back.
Yeah.
And so with permission from her family, I called Lee Jeter, who's the executive director of Fuller Center, and just explained
to him.
Did you
have a relationship? Did you know him before?
No, yeah. Literally it was a cold call.
Yeah.
And he was very kind and receptive just to listen to this idea. And that's really how the partnership started. So we put together a committee, talked to the pastor. That was the next one.
Yep.
And put together a committee and then had our first meeting. You know, knew what our budget was, what our goal was. We didn't have land. We didn't have anything. But we had people who were willing to take the leap. And so that's where all of the leap of faith and God's connection through all this began to happen. And really, that's the Katie Build story that started. And then we raised money, got the house, first house built in like 63-64 days.
That's so incredible. Let's pause right there, though. Yeah, because I think this is what I like doing this podcast in the longer form and going through is like people don't think they can do something that can help people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you weren't a builder. You didn't have land. You didn't have the experience. You've never done it before. Yeah. You had an idea. And you were inspired. I believe the Holy Spirit, God worked through you in that. And now, 9 years later, everybody looks at it and is like, oh, well, she must have been somebody that's well-connected. She had all this stuff figured out before she started. And I think so many people are afraid to start and do anything. Mm-hmm. And that's just so cool to me that you just went on faith. You asked, mm-hmm. started having conversations. And we like to say solving problems. That we right. want to be known for the problems we solve. And we can't fix everything. We can't make a house for everybody. But you can do something for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Like, zero experience other than just knowing that it would be a way to honor Katie and continue the legacy of helping others. And then the idea all along was to continue that if we could just do the one, just plant the seed, let's do the one. And then two, then it became two. And then the next step was definitely to include the other churches and families so we could extend this into Molly Build and Emily Build and continue to have legacy builds, you know, for deserving families mm-hmm. in honor of the girls. So yeah. That's really how it started. Then what happens is so you build a house or two with no experience, right? But you ask people to help you.
Yeah.
And luckily those folks said yes. But then you start to realize, well, you know, it's going to continue to take money. You got to mm-hmm. figure out how to make this happen. And so that's where part of the idea of the tennis tournament came along, was maybe a way to bring that out into the community and not just rely on the churches and the folks in the church yeah. who have lots of other mission and outreach to do as well. So we had our first tournament in 2015. There were, I was so excited. We had 72 players. We raised, we had 90 players. We raised $7,200.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like huge. Was very excited about that.
Yeah.
And again, it was approaching the tennis pro and visiting with folks about just agreeing to do it. And everyone has said yes
yeah.
along the way, which makes this all happen. But
which too, if I can hop in, is the thing that I think people in our positions, Angela, a lot of times we're always hesitant, whatever, when people really do want to be invited in. And so every time you've asked,
we think we're burdening them. They're too busy, they're too stressed. Mm-hmm.
And they want to be a part of something greater than themselves or a bigger story. And so I think that's why, you know, God has honored your asks, because you did ask on faith and believe that they that God could do something bigger. But then all these people have just continued to jump and grow. And we've seen, you know, from the outside, I've seen the tournament continue to grow every single year and more people want to be a part of it. So it's been amazing what happens when we just say, ask the question.
Don't be too afraid.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So backing up, let's go back, because I know some people know, and if you're listening to this, you're out of town, you don't know, but in 2007, the girls were in a car wreck. The three tragically died. My sister was actually one in the car, mm-hmm. and then another girl that was there with her survived, and it rocked this community. It was a big deal. I mean, unbelievably tragic. And now looking back, that legacy is the Garden of Angels came out of that, which they do a mm-hmm. scholarship, and it's at Airline High School. They all were there. Now this tennis tournament, the houses that have been built, all mm-hmm. of this, we're trying to use for good what the enemy would use for harm, right? It's right. the church language and doing that. But it doesn't happen without people like you stepping mm-hmm. up and trying to do something to solve a problem. And we just want to say thank you for that. We'll brag on you for that and do it here because that means a lot to me. I know that means a lot to so many people. But then beyond that, it's the people who are getting these houses yeah. that never mm-hmm. met these girls, don't know anything about it, but because of you and because of them, all the team of people that make it happen, now their lives are being touched because somebody used that tragedy for good. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly who we want to be. That's what we're about, and that's why we're so excited to have you on today to help promote it and do that and continue to talk about it and hopefully do some more good. So could you tell us about the first house and the first family? How did y'all find people? How does it work with Fuller Center? What does that mean to get a house from this tournament?
Right. Well, connecting with Fuller Center ended up being so much more than originally thought. You know, when you just make that phone call and plant the seed and hopefully something grows from there. So we ended up receiving a donated lot from Volunteers of America right over here on over off of Scott Street over in here. That area over where the Bossier Lighthouse is yeah. in that neighborhood, yeah. Scott Dickerson neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so the lot ended up being large enough to do two homes. But when we first started the build, you know, we just had the idea of doing one.
Yeah.
And then it was actually Katie's dad, Katie's family, that suggested, because the lot was so big, well, what if we do two? We're like, oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. let's.
Do you remember
sure.
what it cost? What was the goal for that?
Yeah, I believe at the time it was around 75 probably 75, was about 000, the yeah. It was about the cost of our first house. And then we did not have the funding, but I will say whenever we had our first committee meeting and we share the vision and the idea, and Lee Jeter was there with us to lead that meeting at Asbury. And when we walked out of the room, someone handed me a check, and, I had to peek at it a little bit later. It was a $50,000 check for us to get started
right out the gate,
right off just the step of faith that family took to get us going. And then, you know, we had folks started to step up, contractors and such, that were willing to donate in-kind gifts, which brings yeah. the cost down of your overall project.
What's an in-kind gift? Explain that.
So an in-kind gift could be anything, obviously construction related, that is approved for the build. So it could be a roofing sponsor. It could be an electrician. It could be flooring.
Air conditioning, HVAC.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And we have been fortunate to have a lot of local business owners and subcontractors step forward and donate these items to bring our costs down. Yeah. And so what
so
happens
they can't
with
give cash, but they could help you install the air conditioning safes.
Correct, correct.
Tens of thousands.
No,
of
we take cash.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
We do.
We do accept cash. However, if you are a business owner and in the building or construction side of things, very easily can tie to these projects by donating any of those items, materials and labor. But so what it what so with Fuller, how that works with the family, they vet the families. That is not our job. They take care of vetting the families, and they also carry the mortgage. And it's a no interest mortgage. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. These families are able to come out of whatever situation they were in. A lot of the times they have gone through addiction and other tough things in life, but they have rehabilitated themselves through programs or just whatever that looks like for them, and have gotten into the Fuller Center housing program. And so they are vetted and have to attend home ownership classes. They have to put in a minimum of 350 sweat equity hours on other homes, other projects, mm-hmm. other volunteer opportunities for their commitment. They have to have a down payment. And then they work on the homes with you. So they're working alongside you. And so you get to know a lot of the families that yeah. way. We have been so fortunate to have really wonderful families who took a lot of pride in their homes. And so that's been a real blessing to connect to them and become like family to them and for us too. And so when you mentioned that about, you know, continuing to help other people, the first Katie built house, he has since passed away, but it was Charles and Vernita Brown. And when we dedicated the house, so when the house was completed and everything's moved in and we have dedication day, which is a very big emotional day for everyone.
Yeah.
So you dedicate the house and they get to go in the house for the first time.
So pause real quick though. So why do you not just give them the house? Why do you think, what is that design where Fuller doesn't just say, here's a free house?
Well, I think a lot of it is about ownership and stewardship. Mm-hmm. You know, we're being good stewards, you know, as far as our part in it, but then their part as well, like as they're receiving the home, and then just helping people really have a hand up. Yeah. You know,
I think it gives them a lot of dignity to know that they had a part in it. Mm-hmm. It is very low. I had to wrap my brain around it too, mm-hmm. of just like, why aren't we're raising this money, we're doing all this, but it really helps them, become better stewards of the money that they're earning. They have to have a job, they have to have some form of income, but then it's dignifying that they've been able to be a part of something, like that. And I think really them getting that from the Fuller Center then helps the Fuller Center be able to help more people behind them. And mm-hmm. it keeps the process going. I think that's the best way to explain it, is just that it gives them dignity. Mm-hmm. And rather than just saying, oh,
buy-in. Yeah.
Here it is. And there's nothing. Yeah, they don't have any ownership in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are. They're very prideful and so happy to have to receive the home. And that was the case with our relationship with Charles and Vernita. When we went into the house for the first time, there was a big poster side, this picture of Katie. And we have a picture of Katie that is really kind of the one that we remember with Katie Build the most of her. It's a picture of her on a roof working.
Yeah.
And which was, I think, her last trip to Arizona with us to Navajo Nation. And so we walk in the house, and there's this big poster of Katie right there on the house, you know. And Charles and Vernita, African American couple, got asked several times, "Who is that?"
Yeah,
you know, how do you know her? And Charles would say, "Katie's the nicest person he never met."
Wow.
And he would say, they were so honored, like they would just have the pictures and tell the story. Yeah. Of how a difference that Katie made in their lives, and really got to know her through us.
Yeah, the stories and talking about her. And that's so cool. Absolutely. So that was your first one. When did you do that one?
So that house was built in 2011.
Okay.
And then the second house, I believe we were right behind that, so it was like 2012.
Okay. And so then, you were building before the tennis tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We started building before. Yes, we started building, then realized we needed funding
to have
money. Because the tournament started. The tournament started in 2015. And then our third house was with y'all.
Yeah.
So you were our first outreach as far as beyond Asbury. And when approached, when we had the conversation and approached Justin and Brian and everyone. You know, of course, we had the conversation with Brian first. Yeah. But
and just so everybody knows, Brian's daughter, Molly, was one of the ones that passed away.
Yes.
She was on staff with us.
And yes.
Was a big part of that, too.
Absolutely. And so it was just like an instant yes, you know, and so how can we do it? How can we be on board? And so our partnership with Simple was the third house. And I want to say that was probably 2013.
Sounds right.
And then we continued on for two more houses. So we built with the Purdue's blessing, we built the Emily House with First Bossier. And then we built a third Katie built house right next door. And those are on Jean Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have a total of 5 houses since we began this project in 2011.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy.
Because you sit there and you're like, how do you get 5 houses built? And you don't know, but you go out on faith, you tell them the things. And yeah. Robin, you've seen this over and over again. You're our queen of do-goodery. That when you do ask and you don't know where it's going to come from, people right. come out of the woodwork.
And people do. And again, people want to be a part of something bigger. And that's what I love, Angela, of creating the Katie Build Tournament has been a way for the entire community, and tennis people in particular, but the community to be a part of it. It doesn't have to be that you're a part of a certain church or a certain group or whatever. It is open to anyone of mm-hmm. any age, of any ability.
And those tennis people do tournaments all the time. They travel. They do
it. They love it. Love it. And so it gets them involved and then supports these houses. And you've guys mm-hmm. been doing that for a while now. And that's exciting. So this is, the Katie Build, when this podcast comes out, the tournament will be this upcoming weekend.
It's happening. Mm-hmm.
It's happening. Yes. So if people who are listening want to be involved, and can they still sign up to play at this point? Or if not, how can they help?
So, yes, the tournament's the 12th through the 14th. Mm-hmm. And we have players signing up as we speak, continuing to sign up, teams and players. The deadline for sign up for teams is really Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. However, if somebody's really, really wanting to play, just shoot us a message and we'll figure something out. Now, there's definitely a way for you to be involved. Mm-hmm. So we have volunteers all weekend because it runs from Friday evening till Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then we have junior tournament actually on Thursday, which our very own friend Perry Reed and her and her practice are the sponsors for that. Nice. So that's amazing. She does a beautiful job of doing that for us and feeling she feels really called to sponsoring the juniors. And so she's done that for the last 3 years. So we have that on Thursday evening, baked goods. You can always be a sponsor. Mm-hmm. We again.
And even if you're hearing this week and it's too late, you do it every year. It's annual.
That's so right. Yeah, that's
get
right.
Get involved, find out more about it, and then check out for the next year.
Absolutely. We'll be doing it every year. And as you said, Robin, the tennis community, I cannot say enough about that group of folks. They have really rallied around this whole mission and mm-hmm. the project. We have grown from that first year of
90 players.
90 players to will be 350 plus.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
incredible!
It's really
almost
been
quadrupled.
It has really been on the fast track, and so the folks are just amazing. They love to support, and they volunteer. They write checks. They sponsor. They play. They captain. All those things. So. It really is such a testament to what our community will do mm-hmm. and the strength in numbers of rallying around something that is a cause that matters or that folks believe in. And the beauty of it is what Robin said is that, yes, our churches are very much involved, and Cyprus is a big part of our tournament now as well, our Cyprus Baptist friends.
Yeah.
But it really is cool to see how the different churches are maybe, kind of like the sponsors, and a lot of the volunteers and folks come from there. But none of that matters when you're out there. Like mm-hmm. no one really cares or asks what church you're going to or what your Sunday school class is doing. None of that stuff matters. Everyone is out there just for a good cause and to have a great time. It's a great family environment and focused weekend, which is so much about what honors the girls, and we try really hard to keep that at the forefront. Mm-hmm. You walk around the tennis center, and there's signs around the tennis center of our projects, stories about the girls, things that have happened through Katie Build over the last few years. So we try to keep that reminder out there of what we're out there for. Awesome. You want to win your match, but it's okay if you don't.
That's right. It's just for fun.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome. And I love that because in the times we're in, there's not a lot of cohesion and unity and acting like we're the Big C Church, sadly. And being able to be on the same team is awesome. Thanks for bringing and pulling them in together and doing that. It's a big deal. So that's leading to something you guys have never done before, We don't have exact dates yet, and stay tuned. We definitely will be talking more about it. But all of this money raised is going to not one house.
Not two.
Three simultaneous builds this year. Is that right?
That's right.
That's what we're trying, something you've never done.
I don't know what we're thinking. But yes. So that is the next project. There's been a few meetings and some good conversations around this idea of a three-house blitz build.
Blitz!
Called and Angel Build.
That's
Angel
right.
Build. Ballroom Blitz.
Honor all three of those girls.
Yes. And it's so exciting to be in on the conversations of that and kind of see the ideas that have come around that and the people lining up to say yes. Mm-hmm. Is it a big task and a scary thought? Of course it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I personally learned a long time ago, you just kind of step out of the way and you just let this all comes together and you know, his hand is in all this and you just kind of like move out of the way and the rest of it will happen.
Yeah.
So, that's where we're at, and it's going to be on Jean Street. So it's going to be across the street from, the last two houses that were built, and those lots are donated by the city of Bossier.
That's
so
cool.
It's nice. The city, after our first build, the city has donated the other properties, adjudicated properties that just aren't being used.
Yeah.
And so they have been generous to do that.
Yeah.
Good job, Bossier.
To the project.
Way to go.
Yes.
That's awesome. So I think about you saying like $75,000. You're listening to this, depending on who you are. That's an overwhelming amount that you never
and
can
it's
imagine
now
you raised.
A little bit more than that.
It's well, yeah, but I'm saying that first yeah. one though, you go out and say yeah. that's, and then somebody hands you a $50,000 check. And right. I know being at Simple Church over and over again, when we try mm-hmm. to do what God wants us to do, and you step out and do it, He shows up and figures it out. He's able to do that. So doing the three at a time, scary, don't know, but that's why we're talking to you. We're excited to partner to do it. Robin, you're all up in that, and we're trying to help to be able to get volunteers to help do the houses,
the
gifts in kind.
Yeah, the in-kind donations. It's going to take everybody coming together to meet those goals, but thankfully the Katie Build Tournament has raised significant funds over the past few years that will help jumpstart that project. The Fuller Center is also responsible for a portion of those funds as well. But then again, people who are listening or know people in the building community, we are in need of those in-kind donations, whether you know a roofer,
electrician,
plumbing, not a handyman plumber, like we need
actual.
A real plumbing company. Things like that can really significantly help bring the cost down, which then brings the cost down for the family.
And mm-hmm. is able to help do more good other places.
Yes, and it helps us, those funds go further. And so all of that, but then there will be ways for even unskilled laborers can be a part of the process.
Like me. I helped in 2013.
Whether mm-hmm. you can paint, you can help in the front yard. You can probably share some other ways that people can be involved. But even people who are bringing out on work days, you're bringing lunch out for people. You're bringing baked goods out, and just whether it be water, things. There's lots of ways for people to be involved. So, but this is coming hopefully summer. Mm-hmm. 2024.
It's in the process, right?
Few dates still to figure out. Few key elements that are still waiting to be covered. But once we know that, we'll share that. But should be geared up by summer.
Right.
To get people involved.
And Angela, you don't know this, but it's a running bit on our podcast that Jordan here, our producer, who's been quiet, has never been on a mission trip. So Jordan, I need you to commit that you're going to go build with me and do this house.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's do it. That's good.
Perfect. Ooh. Our first set of volunteers.
There you go.
That's
there
right.
you go. Absolutely. So we will be
doing. We'll send you the sign up, Jordan.
A sign
as soon
up.
As we're done.
Once we know the dates for sure, we'll be talking more about it. We're excited. But Katie Build is this week. You want to be a part of it. Even mm-hmm. if you're not a tennis player, you can go volunteer. You can bring baked goods.
Yes.
You can be a part and help out, play some tennis. And then that is all leading to the Angel Build Summer 2024 dates, TBD.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited to get into that.
And one thing to add for Katie Build, if you're looking for more information and you don't know how to reach Robin and I or even you guys, you can go to our website. So it's kbtennistourney.org.
And we'll put a link in the show notes. So if you're
Perfect.
Listening to the podcast, you know how to do that. You're a
Perfect.
Podcast listener. You found it. You can go in there and click it directly.
And then, or you can follow us on our social media and message. You can always call the Bossier Tennis Center or contact Simple Church or Asbury, and we can guide you, direct you some way.
Absolutely. So we want you to play tennis, we want you to volunteer, and then we want you to stay tuned and be a part of Angel Build this summer.
Yes.
And be able to do some good. Angela, anything else we missed? Anything else you want to say? You got your chance.
I think y'all are amazing, and I just want to thank you so much for saying yes and jumping on board.
Excited.
Here
Robin.
We go.
Yeah, we're excited to partner. It's going to be great.
Queen of do-gooder is what Paul Reiser calls it. We're going to do some good this summer.
Yeah, she wears a bigger crown, I think, than mine. But
I love do-goodery. That's good. Yeah, we need to get you a shirt.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, thank you for listening to this episode. We hope to see you being out there, being a part of it. Mm-hmm. We'd love for you to check it out in the show notes, get some more information, follow them online, and we'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for downloading this episode. We appreciate you listening to Backstage with the Simple Church Podcast. Subscribe so each week you get the new episode when it comes out on Wednesdays.
Exactly, because that's what you want, is the new content.
That's right. Automatically pops up in your feed, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcast, and while you're there, leave a 5-star review.
Please do, because it helps people find us, and plus, we deserve it.
That's right, Scott. You do a great job.
Oh, so do you.
And thanks for listening. Share it with a friend. Send it to somebody that should enjoy this episode, and subscribe as well. And thanks for being a part of the Simple Church.
Thanks for listening.